Episode 1009, A Tender Reflection.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you are having a fabulous weekend. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I hope your heart is filled with sunshine. As I look at my window, it is so not shining right now. It is storming, there's thunder, and it's just pouring down rain. I pray that your sunshine in your heart is greater than what is outside. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and that means it's a time of reflection. When surprises and the unexpected show up on your doorstep, a tender reflection is always the best medicine. Social media and I have this love-hate relationship. I believe it can be a wonderful, fun tool to use to keep up with friends across the world, but it also can be the biggest distraction. So Friday, I was sitting down for a moment, scrolling through my Facebook feed after following a great workout. Oh, yeah, it was a killer of a workout. I was like, I just got to breathe. And it was my chance to breathe. So I was just quickly, you know, scrolling through, and I came across a post from a mom I knew before we moved here. I began reading her post, and I didn't understand why she was talking about this woman whom I worked with closely in church. She was the admin in the children's ministry, worked directly with the children's pastor, and was truly a pillar of strength in not only the church, but in her community and to her family and friends. After doing some searching, trying to figure out what was going on, I discovered she had passed away unexpectedly, leaving behind an incredible, gentle husband and two precious boys. This angel placed here on earth, taken too soon. Of course, I was stunned, speechless, and frozen. A tender reflection of Cerisa Simmons, a woman whose smile was infectious. Her laughter was a belly laugh that erased all the worries. Cerisa gifted in God's heavenly joy. No matter the pressing schedule or situation, she always made you feel like you were number one. Cerisa with a heart of gold, the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. I share with you this beautiful soul because even though she's no longer with us and she's having a huge party in heaven right now, and being the Disney fanatic that she was, it's got to have Mickey Mouse in there somewhere. I just know it does. But even though she's no longer with us, she still has a story to share. Are you living out your life to its fullest? Or are you choosing to accept the easy way out to not reaching your goals and dreams? Life is too short. As I sat there and figured out what was all going on from a Facebook feed and trying to do searches going, if this really happened, oh my goodness, this is just wrong. A 39-year-old woman taken way too soon. And I was like, Lord, why? We ask him these questions all the time. Why? Why is it? And then I immediately went into this thought of, Cerisa wouldn't want me to sit here and cry tears of sadness, but she would want me to cry tears of joy because she was celebrating. And she was in the most happiest place, not on this earth. She was in heaven at the feet of God. She also would have said, what are you doing about your life right now, Christiane? Are you living out what God wants you to be living out? Now, I can answer that for myself, but can you answer that for you? Are you living out the life God wants you to live out? Maybe you've been ignoring him. trying to push away whatever idea keeps coming back. The nudges that you get in church, the nudges that you get through the week, maybe even coming from a direct message from a friend. Maybe you know you need to get your health in order, but for some reason, the homemade pot pies and homemade muffins taste so much better than thinking about what would happen in 10 to 15 years from now. It's never easy to talk about death. It's never easy to lose someone either, especially when they're younger. You can always reason out when they're older. But when you have a father who has to bury his daughter, it's just unfair. And then I go back and think, well, God buries his children every day. How do we want to be living out the life that he wants us to live out? Are you living your life to its fullest? Or are you choosing to accept the easy way out? And I know, I get it. The easy way out is so much easier. You don't have to work as hard. You know, you can pop in those easy dinners because you're just too tired. You can go out and grab something instead of going home and fixing something healthy that's going to serve your body better than what you can get through the fast food drive-thru. What's really filling your life up? Is it the immediate gratification? Is it the commercials on TV? Is it the social media feed seeing everybody else's stuff instead of actually looking at yourself going, okay, Lord, what's in it for you that I need to be connected to? Life is too short. And this is a reminder how precious your life is. Some wonder what will be said when they are dead and gone, concerned about their legacy. But what about your living legacy? A tender reflection, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Are you living out those plans? Or are you putting them off with excuses? Just saying, I'll get to it tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. We have right now. Sarisa right about now would make you laugh and extend a hug, then send you off with a prayer in her heart. What can you do differently to reach the world God desires you to touch? That's your reflection today. These episodes are always hard to record when it's a loss of life. But it's also a joyous one, too, knowing that she is celebrating with our Heavenly Father. One where I have hope and where my faith is drawn to. I know there is something bigger and much better on the other side. But God has you placed right here in this moment to do what he needs you to do. Are you willing to take the journey with him? What can you do differently to reach the world God desires you to touch? A tender reflection. I know life can get hard. Life can get tough. But love surpasses everything. And his love endures forever. You will be forever loved and always remembered, Miss Sarisa. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.